Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 344, The E-Bullet, September 2015. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by over at Weavers and pick up some of the amazing Mayberry items they have at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. They've got Mayberry Union High sweatshirts and t-shirts, the property of it, property of Mayberry Union High. We also have the 2016 Andy Griffith Show wall calendars, a bunch of other t-shirts and things like that over there. Go and check out WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and I want to thank all of you who have helped bring this show to people over the years. We've had a lot of folks over the time that have donated to Two Chairs No Waiting, and one of the ways they are able to do that now is through Patreon. So if you go over to twochairsnowaiting.com to the website, you'll actually be able to scroll down just a little, and you'll see a thing there that says Become a Patron of Two Chairs No Waiting on Patreon. Now, what that allows you to do is make a donation to episodes of the podcast. So basically you can say, hey, I want to give Alan, 50 cents or a dollar towards episodes of the podcast. And it will automatically, monthly, charge your credit card or however you do it, give you a donation to me. I think you can do it through several different ways, but you'll be able to get a donation to the podcast. And I want to thank those who are already doing that. We've got four patrons right now is all I have, four. But I will say that one of those patrons is very special because his name is, it's Court Howell. Well, I got the first thing I got was a fella, Court Howell. I was like, well, hey, he donated a certain amount of money. I thanked him and everything. So he wrote back and said, hey, I'm glad to do it. I was searching the internet for my dad and ran across your podcast. Your dad, Court Howell, Hoke Howell, Dud Wash, it's his son, Court. So I want to thank him very much. I asked him if I could use his name, and he said I could. And he's written some stuff for me that we're going to be reading on future episodes of the podcast. But I was extremely excited that I had a cast member from the show, had one of their children actually being a patron. Of the show. So you can do that too. Now, one of the things you get if you do that's these Monday night shows that we do. The live shows last longer than the 20 minutes or so that this podcast lasts. And if you're a patron, you actually can watch the live show later. It's recorded. But that's a benefit you get. All right. So anyway, I don't want to try to do another sales pitch here, but I was excited about Court, and I wanted to tell you because I thought you'd be excited about it as well. All right. So tonight's episode, we're going to be talking about the E-Bullet. Now, the E-Bullet is the official newsletter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. And this one is the September 2015 edition of the E-Bullet. Now, you should be able to get these delivered directly to your mailbox, your inbox and email. It's free. Doesn't cost you anything. You can sign up to that. It comes directly from the Andy Griffith Show Rio Watchers Club headquarters in Nashville. Heads to you into your mailbox every other month. And this is definitely something you'd want because while Jim Clark, the presiding goober of the Andy Griffith Show Rio Watchers Club, allows me to use some of his content from the E-Bullet here on the podcast. There is so much more available there. You definitely want to go and check it out. It's a great newsletter if you're a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, and you must be if you're listening to this podcast, and you just get a little taste of it here on the podcast. So let's go on over and check out the e-bullet. Okay. I need to get some background music, don't I? That way I don't sound as bad to all you guys. So let's play, how about this one? There we go. Little background music from the VW boys. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the e-bullet September 2015. If you go and look at the e-bullet online when you get a chance, you'll see that it's got all kinds of information about events that are coming up in and around Mayberry. So I definitely want to encourage you to do that. That's Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board. Floyd's Barbershop Bulletin Board, yeah, and event calendar. You definitely want to check those out because there's all kinds of information on there. One of the things I ran across this time that you're definitely going to look at is, you know, the Andy Griffith Museum located in Mount Airy, North Carolina, which has all kinds of amazing, amazing Andy Griffith memorabilia. Evidently, according to a picture here in the e-bullet, it says, "Don't take for granted." There's a little picture here on the side. It says, "Bobby Gribble hates MLRs." He says, "While strolling the grounds of the Andy Griffith Museum, be sure to be on the lookout for a recently excavated feature." So they've added this cool little piece of concrete. Probably came from out in front of Floyd's Barbershop itself, right there at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I want to encourage you, again, to go and check out all the amazing stuff you'll find in the bullet. It's got all the information about things that are coming up. For instance, we've got, of course, Mayberry Days coming up September 24th through the 27th. And, wow, this year is there all kinds of folks going to be there. Barbara Eden will be her first year there. But, of course, Betty Lynn's going to be there because Betty Lynn lives right there in Mount Airy, North Carolina. So we're going to have her joining us for Mayberry Days. Barbara Eden, as I said, her very first appearance, along with Clint Howard. He'll be there. Leon. You know, Barbara Eden was the manicurist, of course, if you don't know that. Ellen Brown. And Clint Howard's going to be there. And then we're going to have Elizabeth McRae. She was Betty Parker on the Andy Griffith Show, but of course we know her even better as Miss Luann Poovey. Goma Pyle. I can't say it. But Gomer Pyle's girlfriend, Miss Luann Poovey. Ronnie Schell is going to be there. And he was on two episodes of the Andy Griffith Show, of course. We talked about him last week. Morgan Brittany, this is, I don't even know how many times she's been now, 3 or 4. But she's going to be at Mayberry Days. And she was Mary Alice Carter in the color episode. One of the girls Opie kind of liked, and she, you know, she didn't treat him all that good. But in the end, Opie ended up with her. Wait, attaboy, Opie. And Margaret Carey, she's going to be with us. George Spence, George Lindsay Jr., he's going to be there as well. And there's going to be a Doug Dillard tribute concert by Rodney Dillard and Maggie Peterson. They're both going to be there as part of that show. Definitely want to encourage you to be there. There's a great Remember with Laughter, a tribute to James Best. It's going to be presented by his wonderful wife, Dorothy, and David Browning will be there. So, folks, wow, there's just more and more people. The assistant director of the Andy Griffith Show, Bruce Billison, will be there as well. And he's going to be joining Neil Brower and Clint Howard on stage for a Q&A session during the Professor Brower's lecture, I believe, and in conjunction with the Andy Griffith Show annual meeting, the Andy Griffith Show Real Interest Club's annual meeting. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. All right. And I didn't even get them all. Karen Knotts is going to be there as well. Man, it is a packed house. Now, also happening at the same time as Mayberry Days, Eleanor Donahue is going to be over at Pinehurst, North Carolina. She's going to be performing in Harvey at the Judson Theater Company production at the Owens Auditorium on the campus of Sand Hills Community College in Pinehurst, North Carolina. Now, general admissions for those range from $20 to $38 or in advance, or you can get them for $43 the day of the show. Hey, you may not be able to head to Mayberry Days in that at the same time, but, hey, on the way to Mayberry Days, it's a little over 2 hours from Mount Airy, you could catch the show on Thursday evening on the way to Mayberry Days or Sunday matinee on your drive home. So be thinking about that. Eleanor Donahue, Miss Ellie. So that's just a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on. Of course, there's Karen Knotts is performing at several places. Ronnie Shell is going to be joining a crew of folks. A crew. It's the Mayberry Crews. A crew.
You get how I said that, crew?
It's going to be a crew of folks heading with Ronnie Shell on the 10th annual Mayberry Cruise. The Cruise to Mayberry, number 10. So definitely want to, you may not be able to go this year, but I hear they may be thinking about having an 11th one. Don't know. But if they are, you better get ready, because you're going to have to encourage the folks over at All About Cruises to have another cruise. If you wanted to go and you haven't gone yet, you need to try to go next year. Okay, this was the 10th one. I didn't think they were going to do another one, but there's some talk and rumors to get that going. Folks, there's all kinds of other things listed in the e-bullet. All kinds of events. Betty Lynn going to be in places. There's Rodney Diller's playing things in places. Definitely things you want to check out. So I want to encourage you to head over there. But for now, let's look at some of the news of cast and crew. News of cast and crew. Ron Howard finished filming Inferno in Europe in July. Wow. Now it's on to some finishing touches and post-production work. The release date for the film is October 2016, so, you know, don't get too excited yet. And don't forget, his In the Heart of the Sea is coming to theaters in December. It's a whale of a story. I love Jim Clark. I love him. It's a whale of a story. Get it? It's a heart of the sea. Heart of the sea. So, well, it's true. All right. Also in July, the Directors Guild of America announced that Ron is one of the five people who will be recipients of the 2015 Director Guilds of America honors, recognizing contributions to American culture through film and television. Ron and his fellow honorees will receive their awards at a ceremony on October 15th. Wow, in New York City. Wow, congratulations to Ron Howard. Betty Lynn continues to draw large crowds of delighted fans for her monthly meet-and-greet sessions at the Andy Griffith Museum in Mount Airy, North Carolina. She is there the third Friday of most months, and including this month of September of 2015. And she'll also be joined by fellow tag stars the next week for Mayberry Days, as we just discussed. Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band were back in the recording studio in Nashville in August. That's right. They're working on a new album that's scheduled for release in early 2016. After the annual Dare fundraiser with Maggie Peterson and a troupe of Mayberry artists. Yeah, after Nashville, I should say. After Nashville, Rodney traveled with the band to Troy, North Carolina for the annual Dare festivities. So see, if you actually read these yourself, you get a better job than when I read. So I skipped a whole sentence. Jim didn't. Jim Clark did it right. I skipped a sentence. So anyway, Rodney was there with us in Troy, North Carolina. It was amazing. I should say we were there with Rodney. That's the correct way to say it, because folks came to see Rodney. Karen Knotts has just completed a mini tour of her popular Tied Up in Knots stage show in Indiana, and at the first Mayberry Pie Festival in Lebanon, Kentucky. Next up for her show is Mayberry Days in September. Jackie Joseph has been back on her globe-trotting ways.
That's Romina, my darling Romina.
Jackie Joseph. So she's been globe-trotting, back in her globe-trotting ways this year with a happy trip to France with husband David in the spring. And this month, she and David are vacationing in Hawaii. Wow, that's rough. Where they're getting to visit with old friends Jim Neighbors and Richard O. Link, and they call him Dick, and his wife, Bettina. Dick and Bettina's home, his man cave and bar in particular, was a cover story, pages 16 through 18, for the August edition of At Home, the Sunday insert of the West Hawaii Today. Wow. And there's a link in the e-bullet if you'd like to go and check that out. Wow, Dick's Man Cave. That's awesome. Mr. Link is a really nice guy. Joy Ellison, Opie's gal, or Opie's pal, Mary Wiggins, and others, is having to miss Mayberry Days this year. I hate that because she's Miss Mayberry. I get to sing to her when I'm Floyd, which is really fun. But she's missing Mayberry Days this year because she's working as dialogue coach for Emma Watson. Now, that's Hermione on the Harry Potter series. She's working as a dialogue coach for Emma Watson, not Emma Watson from the Andy Griffith Show. Okay. In the sci-fi thriller The Circle, which also stars Tom Hanks. It's in production in Los Angeles this month and is scheduled for release next year. Wow, that's kind of cool. So Joy Ellison is a dialogue coach for Emma Watson. Emma, bless her heart. I wonder if she's getting any of her pills, you know, like she did on the show. It's a different Emma, so probably not. Yeah, those $10 miracle or 10 cent miracle cure is pretty amazing. Folks, hey, that's all the cast and crew pretty much news this particular episode. Issue of the e-bullet. But we have some chapter news update. These are always fun. Folks, the three chapters were started since the last e-bullet. If you don't go and read the e-bullet, you should, because chapter names alone are fun. There are right now 1,435 chapters of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club since it was founded in 1979. The newest ones are That Doctor Show from Grovetown, Georgia. Mayberry Union High Orange and Blue Athletics from Overland Park, Kansas. And Just So's I Know Where I Stand, just from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Wow, those are some great. Just so I know where I stand. I love folks come up with some of the best names for chapters. I absolutely love it. Of course, if you look at the e-bullet, there's also all kinds of stuff about Weavers, like the 2016 calendar. These are commercials for you guys. New T-shirt, which is a Boys Club T-shirt, which is Andy and Barney and Opie and Gomer. You know, you can check those out along with some favorites that have been there. I want to give you a little bit of chapter news on this one. Folks, there's so much in this in the e-bullet that you have got to go and check it out. Jim worked so hard for this. So chapter news, the biggest gathering of fans in Andy Griffith Show chapters since the July e-bullet was for the annual DARE fundraiser in Troy, North Carolina in August. It starred Maggie Peterson and Rodney Dillard and the Dillard Band and featured a full contingent of Mayberry tribute artists. There were a bunch of them. Chapters from at least seven states were in attendance. Wow, seven states were covered at that event, which was spearheaded by Jeff Howard Sprague Branch. The largest group was from Shakedown chapter from there in North Carolina. They had 44 members in attendance at the show. That was amazing. And they also contributed many unique items to the silent auction that is used to raise money for the DARE program there in Montgomery County. Following the creative impulses of chapter leader Dewey Lamb, the group was also a big contributor of items to the upcoming Mayberry Days silent auction, which is organized by the Who's Been Messing Up the Bulletin Board online chapter. So Dewey does all kinds of things to help folks, and that's really what we want to be about, isn't it, in Mayberry? The next big roundup of chapters and fans in general will be Mayberry Days in Mount Airy. There's always one of the largest gatherings at that one, so we definitely want to do it. If you have news about your chapter, you can send it in to goober@imayberry.com, and that goes to the presiding goober himself, Jim Clark. Folks, there's so much more on there. There's information about stuff that's on the web with us, the podcast, and there's just so much available for you as a fan of the Andy Griffith Show. If you enjoy the Andy Griffith Show, you have got to subscribe to the e-bullet. Folks, that is all I have for you this evening. But I hope you'll go out right now. So if you didn't subscribe, you can still head over to imayberry.com. And when you go there, you'll see a link right at the top of the page for the e-bullet. You'll be able to see that. It's right there at the top of the page. Click it. Subscribe. And if you don't subscribe, you can still just go in and watch it while you're there. Not watch it. Read it. You could watch it. It won't do much other than sit there, but you could watch it. But I tell you what, Jim Clark worked so hard on that, and we need to just you know, he digs you, and we need to dig him back as well. So thank you to Jim Clark. He is an amazing guy. All these Mayberry events would not occur had it not been for Jim Clark all those years ago, starting the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, along with some of his fraternity brothers. And folks, I tell you, we have been blessed so much over the years because of this, because wow, what all these things that happened, Mayberry Days included, wouldn't happen if we didn't have this amazing club, the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club. So thank you again to Jim Clark. And folks, I want to thank you for being a part of the show. I want to invite you to email me at floyd@imayberry.com. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know what you think. Tell me about events that are happening in your area. I'd love to hear from you. You can also call me at 888-684-8415. It's toll free. And leave a message. And there's a lot of other ways you can get to me. Go to twochairsnowaiting.com, leave a message there. Or you can click, there's a little link on the website. You can click it and leave a voicemail. All kinds of ways. I would love to hear from you. Folks, Mayberry Days is coming up. Wow. The Mecca for Mayberry fans. If you're going to be there, try to let me know. Let everybody know so we'll be looking for you. If you see Floyd where you're there, be sure to come up and say hey. Okay, until next time, everybody. Good night.